back. Welcome back. It is the Beats, Rhymes,
Vibes,
and Vibes
Podcast.
Episode 9.
Damn, son. Number 9?
Yeah, man. Number 9. We still doing this shit, bro.
Wow.
Yo.
I'm surprised, nigga. Yo, man. Shout outs to everybody that's been listening.
Nah, that's for a fact. Like shout out to everybody that's really tuning in and really subscribing to us. We really appreciate the love. Yo, shout outs to everybody that's really pushing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, word to mouth, share for share. You know what I'm saying? Like, just really fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just some young niggas from the hood that's trying to make it in life. You know what I mean?
Making dope music at the same time, man.
Making creative we really making creative shit here. Like, we really creative, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna be legends one day. We're gonna be remembered for doing something good. As always.
Another.
I mean, like, we still gonna make good beats. We're gonna be making good rhymes and we're gonna have good vibes, as always, you know what I'm saying? Now, as you know, this annoying sound in the background, that is the man, D-Trilla. Shout out to D-Trilla.
Shout my man, D-Trilla, man. He was just over here. We was smoking blunts with him. We was going over a pile taking some craziness, man. This man got a wicked mental. I don't know what's wrong with that nigga sometimes. But yo, man, we're so rude. We ain't even introduced ourselves, man. But niggas already know the fuck we are, but hey, I don't wanna be rude, man.
Do you want to go first?
I mean, yo, man, y'all already know who the fuck I am, man. It's the original Bop God, DFNS, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm your dope Gambino.
Damn, we started this shit early. Oh, man. This crowd. All right, man, you already know what it is, man. As always, your man Q underscore TNA.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Q Babs on the check-in. Shout out to the TNA niggas out there. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jada. Shout out to Paulie. I see y'all niggas, man. I love y'all niggas. Y'all my brothers forever, my nigga.
Shout out to the TNA niggas for allowing a young nigga to be player.
Real shit. Yo, deadass, my nigga. Like, these niggas held my back. You know what I'm saying? These niggas have my back, like, I mean, like, I'm gonna have Jada come through one of these days and really tell you about this life shit, about this TNA, like, lifestyle was hard for niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was built on tolls and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hoes and loyalty, for the most part. Nah, but TNA episode coming real soon, though, man.
Yeah, B?
But, as we all know, man, we rolling blitz before the storm, B. This, matter of fact, not even the blip before the storm. It's the blip before the blizzard. Because niggas is about to get like...
Hey, yo.
18 to 24 inches of snow.
Hey, yo, check this.
All I'm could saying, be lying.
Nah, hold on, bro. All I'm saying is, y'all, when the news say it's going to be a blizzard, make sure you stay your ass home. Don't fucking dress up and go to the club, bitch. Stay the fuck home.
Yo, I'm tired of
stay home.
Yeah, man. Can we stay in the crib when it's snowing?
Stop.
Outside,
don't worry, man, about the dick. You go there tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Dick better be snuggled up with you right now. Or else you ain't living right and you need some new dick, mommy. Holla at me. Nah, don't holla at me. Cause I'm the wrong nigga. I'll probably fuck your life up.
Yo. But on the real, what's been going on, though? Like, let's talk about what's been going on. All right, so far, Gordo was up here. Shout out to Gordo and YL.
Gordo just dropped 20YL.
Yeah, he just dropped his tape. That is 20YL Gordo. I mean, check that on iTunes, too.
Spinrilla.
That Piff. My man is all over, man. Shout out to Gordo.
He's so digital, man.
I was with him the other day. We was at the strip club. I mean, another strip club. Dead ass. Like, the last time I said, yo, I was in the strip club with the nigga, but we went to some other shit. I mean, shout out to Joker, too. He was out there with niggas. You know what I mean? But, ayo. Also, shout out to DFNS, my brother. Drop two Johns, you know what I'm saying? Two Johns.
Yeah, word, man. style songs. I had to drop off the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes on Wax promotional single set. You know what I'm saying? That's some new shit I feel like I'm doing right now for some throwaway shit. But you know, throwaway shit always the hits to these niggas out here because they hear and it fucking blows their mind. Like, wow, nigga, and it's fucking short. I mean, not so short, but like I still do my thing with it. But
yeah,
niggas get it though. Some niggas.
Yo, but that's the thing though, like, yo, did you know that Raekwon said Juice was hard?
I believe you told me that, sir. And I appreciate that shit. That shit is wild, my nigga. Yeah,
shout out to the chef, man.
Yeah, shout out to the chef, man. That's one nigga I definitely think about when I'm penning some shit, cause Cuban Links is like one of my Bibles of this rap shit, you know what I'm saying? Cause, I mean, not even Cuban Links, just Wu-Tang in general, because, you know, foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
So that overall was just like a good feeling for me. That was kind of like what I was like trying to accomplish as far as like making music, cause me, when it comes to making music, a lot of niggas got different mind states when it comes to it. Some niggas do it for the radio play, some niggas do it for the icon status, some niggas do it to go viral, some niggas do it because it's cool. I'm doing it because I want my OG's respect, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I got into it and when I said that I wanted to make music for the rest of my life, it wasn't for no check. Yeah, money is cool and everything, but if my favorite rappers I looked up to can't tell me I'm nice, my nigga, it's like I'm making music for nothing.
Yeah.
And like, I pride myself on that because like, even when I got into it, I just felt like, yo, I gotta study this shit because I can't just, because at the same time, music was cool when I got into it at the time, but at the same time, it was declining from where I was from because at the same time, that was like 05 and beef was heavy in the city, you know, 50, beefing with Ja, beefing with Fat Joe, beefing with D-Block,
and
all that other shit, man. You know that.
That was the culture. If you wasn't raised on that, son, you missing out on life. Like, that was the era right there. Like, 50, my nigga, was most wanted.
Yo,
nigga.
New York City from 2003 to 2005 would be some of the
most incredible
times ever in life, period.
That shit was real back
we'll
then.
We'll never live again, you know what I'm saying? Never can be experienced that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that's where it was at the time when I started doing it. So it's like, I was rapping, but I was rapping more of an old school thing. But then I heard Nas, and then my flow kind of, like, switched into the, like, flow thing and like, really getting getting very syllabalistic with this shit.
Yeah.
Whatever this shit is, but I was really more focused on flow and how I was like penning my shit down. So that was that. But yeah, man, shout out to Raekwon. Cause in that time when I was like getting reacquainted with like my new flow, I was listening to like Illmatic, I was listening to Enter the 36 Chambers, I was listening to the Infamous.
Yeah, but
I was listening to Enter the 36 along with that. That was shaping my sound.
Yeah, but ain't you like influenced with Illmatic?
I mean, yeah, Illmatic is like my all-time favorite. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's number one in any category. Like, we talk about music. You ask me what's your favorite album in music, period. I'm gonna say Illmatic. You know what I'm saying?
That's your favorite album of all time.
Yeah, all time, not just rap. Right.
I think mine's is Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a great classical album. Like, but then I'll be lying because Life After Death, that's my favorite album too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like nah. Life After Death by Biggie, I think that's my favorite one.
Like, well, that album was hard.
That shit really influenced my life. You know what I mean, and then on second is Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? The Infamous. Crazy, bro.
OD.
And that was when LimeWire was popping. So.
Yeah, LimeWire was the wave. Like, everybody was just downloading albums after albums. And you know the annoying part about that shit? I used to download 50 Cent in the club and this Soulja Boy shit popped up.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling you, Soulja Boy, I'm dead ass. My nigga, this nigga found a way in his... Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he found his way into the game.
LimeWire,
like,
was how the niggas got their first whiffle.
Yeah, the nigga utilized his songs and he uploaded different names. He put, like, Britney Spears, I Did It Again. All types of shit. All different names. And he put his track in every one of them. And he just let everybody get all of us, including me, my nigga. He caught me. I downloaded this shit thinking it was fucking 50 Cent in the club. All I heard is Soulja Boy tell him. Got a new dance for you, I call it Soulja Boy. I'm like, aw, damn, son.
Can't forget the legendary Bill Clinton.
I never had sexual relations with that woman. Oh, man. Yo, that shit is crazy.
Oh, man, LimeWire era. Where did you go?
Yeah, rest in peace, LimeWire, man.
Rest in peace to all the hard drives and them fucked
up. Fuck Napster.
Fuck Napster.
I fucking hate Napster, son.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, man. Napster fucked the whole
game. Yo, Napster used to give me a virus, my nigga. Yo, that ass.
Hell yeah.
Yo, if you had Napster, my nigga, like, Napster was like before LimeWire, like, dead ass.
That shit paved the way for LimeWire.
Nigga, you had to pay, cheat your way in there. You used to download games on that shit.
Facts.
Yo, I used to fuck with Age of Empires. Age of Empires was my shit. Like, I used to, what? My nigga build my fucking castles, my farm. Nigga, yo, growing up, my nigga, if you did not play Age of Empires of anything, my nigga, you did not live life, my nigga. Have you played Age of Empires?
I played that shit a couple times, but that wasn't really my forte. Like when it came to computer games, my shit was Backyard Baseball.
Alright, Backyard Baseball was my shit.
Baseball was my shit.
Yeah.
And if your favorite nigga wasn't
Pablo, I like the basketball.
Basketball was hard too, but yeah. I like the baseball for some odd reason because like you was just, like you can just get dumb crazy in that shit. Like you can get the aluminum bat, you can get the line drive, you can fling that shit right through niggas' heads and shit like that, yo. And if your favorite player wasn't Pablo Sanchez, you just wasn't that nigga and your mother didn't raise you, she probably ain't love you, but who am I to judge?
She should beat your ass.
Hell yeah. Fuck around. Nigga, Pablo was the GOAT.
Oh, of all time.
Of all backyard baseball players, man. Real shit.
Pablo was a deep name, son. That shit's legendary.
Shout out to all Pablo, man. Shout out to Don Pablo.
Shout out to Don Pablo.
Yeah, man. We rolling up Don Fonto right now.
Yo, shout out to D Trill again. This beat is going through my mind right now. Like, what's it? Yo, this is like you don't hear this in any podcast. Like, yeah, I'm really appreciating.
I'm
shit
telling
like
you,
this
man,
right
this is the
now,
coolest
like,
podcast in the world, and you'll never hear shit like this again in your life.
Like, we some real dope player niggas. Like,
I don't think niggas realize the player shit going on right now, my nigga.
Yeah.
Cause shit is ridiculous.
Alright, so I know you saw Get Out, right?
Yeah. Man.
I went to the movies.
Yo, shout outs to Jordan Peele, man.
Shout out to Jordan Peele,
the,
man.
The $100 million man.
First
man.
Black man. First black
what
man.
What I'm talking about, man. Black money.
Writer and director. He's creative, man. Like I go front, like that remind you. That actually, you gotta ask yourself, like. When Kanye's taking pictures, my nigga, and he get traumatized and all this other shit, he start wilding. Is he one of them niggas too?
Hey, yo, man, he probably is. I think it is, yo, because Get Out to me is more of a psychological movie because it's like, it was a movie, it was, because like, I didn't see it, but when people seen it, they was just jacking it like, yeah, oh, this shit. Crazy, this shit good. Yeah, it was a good movie, but to me it was funny.
Yeah, that shit was funny as fuck.
It was funny to me because it's like, yo, I already knew what it was. Even from the trailer, because honestly, the movie was the trailer.
Yeah.
It's just that we got to see a whole bunch of X, Y, and Z in there along with it. But, yo, you never know, son. Nigga probably do be in that shit. Nigga probably be thinking he about to get some game from Chris Jenner and shit like that. She drinking tea and
shit like that, fuck around. Nigga can't move. Next thing you know, this nigga walking around talking his name low, like, yeah, so the iconic way for us to make the music is for us to just make the music. And him start, and he go, and niggas start going on Ellen talking about, I am a god! Whoa!
But
shout out to Kanye West, man, because at the end of the day, he do be talking his shit, though.
Nah, like, he be saying some shit, boy.
That nigga need his Lexi Pros, man.
Yo, let me ask you something.
What up, though?
You think Amber Rose's ass is fake?
Shit is just, I'm leaning towards like 50-50 because I've seen pictures of it when it's not on point, like pictures of her on the beach.
Yeah.
But I've also seen pictures of her where it's like really, like, yo, her shit is really fat.
Mm-hmm. Nah, son, I ain't gonna hold you. I hit, but I pick Lisa Ray over her though. I don't give a fuck. I want Lisa Ray. I want that vintage vagina. And I want Nia Long. I want you.
Shout out to Lisa Ray and Nia Long, man.
Fuck you, sue me. I'm coming after one of y'all cougars. I mean.
Yo, my high ass, yo. There's a paper sitting right there. And I'm over here rolling up with one right now.
This nigga.
Pardon me, y'all. I smoke a lot of weed.
Yo, this is the Beast Rhymes and Vibes podcast.
And you will never hear a podcast like this again in your life.
And this is all real. This is not no makeup shit. This is not scripted. We don't fucking do none of this shit.
That ass, B.
We giving y'all the real deal. You know what I'm saying? The real deal, yo.
Hey, yo, Q, man, let me ask you a question, man.
What's up, B?
How is your week going so far? Like, how was your week?
My week?
Yeah, like, last week and shit.
I mean, last week was cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did a couple moves, you know what I'm saying? Went to a couple places, went to a couple spots. I went to a club, shout out to NWP. They threw some shit in the city, at BB King's, actually. I mean, I was with Nevek that day, shout out to Nevek. Wildin', you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, wildin'. It was my man birthday weekend. Shout out to Nevek.
Just turned 24.
We're wildin' on the whole.
Kobe. It's Kobe here. You up next, D.
Kobe weekend, man.
But, you know, it was cool, though. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm still here. I'm still standing. You know what I mean? I ain't really worried about anything. I'm still here with my brothers. And I'm appreciating real life right now, you know what I'm saying? I got bigger moves to make. I got upcoming shit coming up. I'm saying the Vex shit coming out. DFNS's shit dropping out, you know what I'm saying? We got the Everything on Cue coming soon.
That's still coming.
I mean, the TNA reunion coming soon. You know what I mean? It's been announced.
Reunion tour.
Yeah, reunion tour. We coming back, you know what I'm saying? I got the guys together now, you know what I mean? I had to make a couple calls. I had to reach out to Paulie. I had to reach out to Jada, you know what I mean? I had a conference with them. And we're going to go to L.A. soon, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? Yo, D's.
Yo.
You the little brother, you feel me? You got to come through, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yo, man, niggas got moves to make too, dog. You know, the grind getting crazier, man. Niggas is on different time zones. We on different times now, so
exactly.
We trying to make do what we got right now, dog.
Yeah. Yo, you ever think about, like, yo, what happens tomorrow if we make it, my nigga? Like,
yo, man, honestly, if niggas make it by tomorrow, yo, ain't nothing gonna really change. I feel like probably more people to know who we are, whatever. It'll be like, because I remember one time I was talking to my pops.
Yeah.
And he was like, when we make it, it's gonna be like we was already there.
And then it made sense because it's like the shit we doing now, the shit I felt I was doing was no different than what rap was doing. Like the shit that I felt I was doing was no different than what other rappers was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just that I have my own thing and my own approach to it. And then, you know, I'm kind of like a perfectionist, you would say. But
you know, it is what it is, man. And I'm just making my music, getting better as time goes on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a juicy rapper. Yeah, man, but for the most part, I'm just making my music, doing what I gotta do to get better every day, because ain't nobody gonna make my music. I'm not letting nobody ghostwrite for me. No disrespect to the ghostwriters, you know what I'm saying? Get your money. Not everybody can make it. But that's that.
Shit. Yes. What's gonna happen when we hit that first million, bro?
Yo, that first million, oh my god. I don't know, son. That first million gonna be some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, son. I'm gonna just look at that first million like Biggie when he opened the Big Mac. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Puffy with that Big Mac.
I feel like
Puffy. I'm gonna look at that shit like, yo, nigga. $1 million cash.
Damn, son, like, that first million for me, I'll probably blow half of that, bro.
I know, man, because that's why I ain't answered so quick, because I know I'm going to say some wild, ignorant shit. But for the most part, man, fuck that. I'm blowing that shit.
You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I got
I'm going to blow that shit smart, responsibly, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm always
move silent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I do. Like, I don't fuck with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really reach out to people like that. Only reach out to the selective few people. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I'm humble, my nigga. If I know you held it down for me in the past, I'm going to make sure you good forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Put niggas in position.
That's what I always do. I was never no bird, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was always loyal to niggas. I mean, I make niggas my bros. You know what I mean?
That's real shit. You feed niggas. You give niggas a place to sleep at sometimes.
Yeah, like, my nigga, like, my mother knows you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop being corny. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop being corny, bro. Like, we're all grown, man. You know what I'm saying?
We all in our 20s. We not in high school no more.
Yeah, my nigga, like, for real, we just come here to live a good life, you know what I'm saying? We're not here to bother nobody. We here trying to make it just like you, my nigga. You share our shit, we share your shit. That's how it goes, my nigga.
And that's the thing, and not just only because we getting older, it's the time that we in right now.
Yeah.
Because back then, niggas was wild living, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was on some reckless shit. Gang banging, doing a whole bunch of X, Y, Z shit that could have had niggas dead on jail or whatever. But it's like now, come on, man. We passed that. We're trying to get money now. Niggas is having babies. Niggas is having little brothers, little sisters, nieces and nephews, god babies and shit like that. We ain't got no time to be worrying about the next man out here trying to get us. You know what I'm saying? Or any type of nonsense or shenanigans and shit like that, man. We grown men. And don't be letting these bitches fuck your paper flow up, my nigga. Bitches will fuck your whole shit up. Real shit. Don't worry about me, man. I'm just dropping gems because I feel I was put on earth to drop gems, because through the gems I received in my life, I haven't applied all of them yet, but through life I'm living right now, I'm able to come up with my own gems to pass through the niggas, and niggas come to me like, yo, you really spitting some shit. It's not just, it's deeper than rap, baby. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just gotta be willing to listen. But that's why we got beats. That's why we got rhymes in it. Niggas said, fuck it. Niggas made a podcast, nigga, because I feel like ain't no one else who's gonna do it. And besides, nigga, niggas ain't making no money off rap, nigga. Just ain't no nigga rapping making money off just rapping. Unless you're fucking Jay-Z. And the reason why I said fucking Jay-Z is because niggas not just rapping. Niggas got fucking Duce, niggas got Rock Nation, niggas got motherfucking Tidal. Come on,
niggas
man.
Got money.
niggas got different type of money that we probably don't even know about, but I don't even know, man. But that just goes to show you, man, niggas need like 10 different sources of income, man. I'm trying to be fucking Bill Gates out this motherfucker, man. Gotta be doing everything, nigga. Niggas know. Come on, man. You know where to find me for that dopeness, B. I don't supply the streets with no whack shit.
No, that's a fact.
Find the nigga to tell you where I put out some whack shit. And if I did, and if that nigga will tell you, that nigga's probably me. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, what? I don't think you ever do.
Yeah, man.
Nah, man, your shit's in black, though, bro.
That's not even to be no cocky. That's not even to be cocky because I know like all my shit back then, like when I was like developing, it wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
But once I like found my flow and my energy and my cadence, my way of like spitting on beats, it was like, yo, it was like nothing could stop me. And I'm still getting better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I took a whole year off writing just to let my man do his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I watched my man grow into a monster. Shout out to D Triller.
Exactly. As you should, my niggas. I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
Like we all talented in our own way. Like we all selective. You know what I'm saying? And
I just want everyone to.
Everybody just gotta pay attention and listen to, you know, what you saying in your songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really be talking some shit when you really spit. Like, people need to understand, like, the words that's coming out of your mouth is some knowledge for somebody to pass on, you know what I mean? Like, fuck with the vibe of the music, but really hear me out, you know what I'm saying? Like, hear what I gotta say about the bitches. Here's what I gotta say about the, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Politics and shit like that.
And then it's like, yo, once again, free tax, because listening to his podcast, I remember him saying, like, yo, you gotta feed the kids the medicine, the sugar, you know what I'm saying? You gotta feed them, like, if some shit like that, you gotta feed them the sugar through medicine. So it's like, it's gonna be high at first, but then it's like, they'll get it eventually.
About any new, like, what recently dropped? Like, Future shit dropped?
Future just went number one, going back to back, dropping back to back LPs.
Yeah. Okay. How Nav doing? Nav shit dropped.
Yo, Nav shit dropped. I haven't sat down and bumped that shit yet, but I'm hearing good things about it. I like Nav.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him too. Like, I just started to like him. Like, I don't know, son. Like, cause I heard him in a couple of joints on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Way before he even blew up, like, I mean, like, and I just happened to just see him with OVO, and, you know what I'm saying? I think this nigga's from Toronto, right?
Yeah, he from Toronto.
Yeah, look like some Ock nigga cooking your chopped cheese.
Yo, man, once I seen how he look, I'm like, oh, shit.
Nigga look like some Ocky nigga. Yeah. DJ Khaled's cousin, you know what I mean? Yo, what is that shit? Like, every time the beat fucking stops, what is that shit?
That's the drop. Oh, man. I ain't never had no shit like this in my life, man. Just like I ain't never had no podcast like this in my life, man. This shit is just so fucking organic, my nigga. Like, ain't none of this shit scripted or nothing, man. Niggas ain't writing none of this.
Yo. Now, we didn't even really get into talking about the Remy and Nicki situation.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we really didn't even talk about it, bro.
Let's talk about it, bro.
Like, I feel like what Nicki should have done was a real rap, you know, real rap track. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't even drop a real rap diss.
Alright, like, well, even before that, I would say when Remy came home, Nicki whole shit, like Nicki had just probably dropped a Pink Print or whatever, and then
Remy came fire.
Home. Remy came home, and then after Remy came home, you heard nothing about Nicki besides Meek. or a pop feature. You know what I'm saying? With Jesse J or something like that. But for the most part, you wasn't hearing no rap shit. And then Remy was just out here on some whole other shit. She was all the way up. She was tearing the charts down. Couldn't really go nowhere because she was on house arrest. Well, not house arrest, on parole. You know, when you're on parole, you can't leave the country.
That's true.
Can't leave the country, you can't go, well, no. Yeah, you can't leave the country, but for the most part, she was just doing her thing. And it's like, I don't know what Nicki was feeling or whatever. She's probably cooking up her own shit or whatever, but you know, people like to juice shit up all day. So they was like, oh, Remy home, Nicki ain't doing shit, da 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 da. And you know me, man, I smoke a blunt. I just be like, yo, dog, this shit gonna get ugly real soon. And then it's like, shit eventually started bubbling and started reaching this point, and then it's like, the Make Love joint came out, and then Nicki saying what she's saying or whatever, and then Nicki, and then niggas is just saying, oh, it's Rap Remy or whatever, and then here comes Sheetha. Oh my god. I don't know why niggas are trying to front on that, like it wasn't hard.
Nah, that's
yeah,
hard.
She was off on certain flows or whatever. Her cadence wasn't all the way popping or whatever, but regardless of whatever, she
did her thing, her bro.
She body her shit, my nigga.
Yeah.
And don't fucking bring Queens and the Bronx into this shit, my nigga. You could do that shit, whatever, but don't.
That's that ignorance, right?
Exactly. Niggas want to say, oh, Queens, hold that L, Bronx, this and that. Yo, shout outs to the Bronx or whatever. Even though niggas don't really, even though niggas talk shit about y'all all day, shout outs to the Bronx. But it's still Queens up though. You know what I'm saying?
All day, every day.
At the same time,
Queens get the money.
Yeah, Queens get the money, but Nicki couldn't make us look bad.
Hell no.
But I don't know, man. The way she counted it, I ain't like that, because you basically did what Remy was writing about in the diss, like, you know what I'm saying, Rotten, Wayne, and Drake, and then you want to come out with No Flaws, both of them niggas on there, and then your shit is,
it's gonna be staticky, it's gonna be staticky for them niggas.
I don't know, man, I don't know what's gonna happen from here, but for the most part, it's dead on my end. Nicki got bodied, and
That's it, man.
And
catch me outside.
Catch her outside. But for the most part, leave the money and accolades out of your arguments when it comes to rappers. I'm tired of arguing with you new rap fans, like y'all know rap and y'all actually listen to bars or whatever.
Hold on, bro. These little niggas don't know about the rap. That's why I be trying to tell these niggas. Like, I be trying to get these little niggas involved with this shit, because like, we came a long way. We really was listening to some heat, my nigga. Like, back in the days, we had Mobb Deep, CNN, you know what I'm saying? Nas, Jay-Z,
we had a little
B.I.G.
bit of everything.
Yeah, everything. LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying?
Like, for as much as gangster rap as it was back then, you had as much alternative shit. For as much alternative shit you had Down South shit. And as much Down South shit you had West Coast shit. Everyone was eating, you know what I'm saying? Not everyone was eating, but like everyone was eating, and like as far as musically, because niggas know who they are, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, like, not everyone.
Shout out to Chelsea.
But not everyone, like the little niggas, is gonna understand when we talk about guys like Common or guys like Ice Cube or niggas like Mac 10 or West Side Connection. Niggas is gonna be listening to this shit like, huh? What? Who the fuck these niggas? But anyone that's willing to learn is gonna hear us talking about it and then actually do their research and then fuck around, start writing, start rapping, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, man, just do your Googles, listen to real rap.
Nah, like, really do your research, because it's really important to know where rap is coming from, you know what I'm saying? Like, before, you gotta listen to these beats, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta really listen to these beats, because these beats come from where we come from, you know what I'm saying?
So,
you know what I'm saying? Where we was raised at, you know what I mean? Like, we was really fucking with this shit. Now, we giving it to y'all, you know what I'm saying? in your own, I guess, generation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That's just how it is. And then from that on, there's a different generation. And then so on, it's another one. It's another one. So many different generations, my nigga. These niggas after us is gonna feel like the other shit is annoying, my nigga. Watch. I'm telling you, bro. It's life, bro. We just passing it on, man. It's really one, my nigga. What the fuck? Forgot the time change. Forward.
Yo.
Daylight saving.
That I had beat. Niggas went to sleep. Woke up at 6. I'm thinking this motherfucker is 7.
Yo, this shit got a nigga gas, man.
Yo, what Fredo said? It's that gas, man.
It's that gas, man.
ATL got that gas, man. Yo, ATL really got that gas, man. I'm gonna really come out there real soon to see what y'all gas
nah,
really
hitting for. ATL got that gas, bro. This nigga passing me the gas. Damn, son.
Yeah, if you listen to our podcast, tweet our podcast at BRV Podcast. Which city has the best weed?
I'm trying to figure it out. I'll go to your city. I mean,
and if it's and due to the tweets, we'll fly out there and we're gonna see what it's sitting for. But for the most part, niggas is definitely making that Colorado trip real soon because niggas is now eligible to smoke in the fucking restaurants.
Nah,
and bars
fuck
and
that,
shit.
Fuck that. We got an upcoming Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes trip. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, nigga. Beats, yeah. Rhymes, and Vibes trip.
Tell them, G's, what we about to do?
Oh yeah, nigga.
What we about to get it?
Niggas is about to go to motherfucking AC. APRIL. 28th to the 30th. Hit me up if you trying to hit me up, huh? Matter of fact, bring your own Hennessy if you're trying to supply me for the Kobe.
Uh-huh.
Cause the nigga turning 24. Uh-huh. I got like 24 more years to give.
Let's
niggas
get it.
Know me, I'm real live with mine. Matter of fact, come and get high and vibe with the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibe podcast. Click the boppers, real bop shit. Real live with it, real nice. So precise, matter of fact, so precise. Check the precision, niggas don't really listen. Niggas don't really listen, but fuck it, I'ma give it to them anyway, you dig it. Like the shaft. Who is the man with the plan? Niggas know me, I got the long shaft for your bitch, long johns when I walked in.
I'm your dope
fact,
Gambino.
I'm your dope Gambino. I'm bumping Wu Gambino. The only built for Cuba Link shit. Shout out to the chef, Ray Pong, My nigga rolling with the fingers. I'm rolling up, I feel like Wally with the fingers. Rolling up hella stingers. This shit is stinging right now, huh? Shit, blowing hella loud right now. And I'm watching Martin. You niggas wanna be starting something. I'm feeling like Michael, no filler. I feel like that nigga, the filler in Manila. I feel like I lead, you couldn't see me. No John Cena. And matter of fact, these niggas couldn't hit me with a subpoena. You couldn't sue me. Matter of fact, you see me in the streets, nigga, salute me. Matter of fact, take off your coochie, you ain't Biggie. Matter of fact, yo, who is he? I do my home thing, smoking till I'm dizzy.
Oh shit, I'm fucking smack, my nigga.
Yo, this nigga dad fucking fell on me. Nah, but yeah. Kobe weekend. BRV. The Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast. The Boppers. We gonna be out in AC from the 28th to the 30th, celebrating DFNS's Kobe weekend.
We gonna make the flyer
celebrating
coming up.
My 24th birthday.
24 for DFNS.
Yeah, man.
We gonna do it the DZ way.
Exactly. You already know, man. Hit me up. You know I don't play. If you was there Jordan weekend, you know how that shit went. You know how that shit was
412.
Lit. 412. 412, 45 shit.
What number you gonna get this time?
I don't know, my nigga.
Yo, what happens if you get 412, my nigga?
I don't know, dog. 412 is meant to be, my nigga.
Nigga's gonna be like, what? The gift of the curse.
We back again.
Word. We meet again.
Hell yeah.
Nah, but yo, on some real shit, shout out to Shiggy. Shout out to the homie Dale, aka Business. Shout out to Business and his sister doing his thing out there. I mean, shout out to DJ Pat. Shout out to DJ Bam Bam. Shout out to NWP, Skrillz, Davy Jones.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Love y'all, nigga. Shout out to Cod Kitty. His birthday recently passed.
Word.
Happy birthday, my nigga. I'm saying Rice Boy forever, nigga. Thuggin' and buggin' forever, my nigga. That's real shit. Reductus is poppin', my nigga. I see you, G.
Fall Rock, what's good, man?
You know what I mean? It's crazy, like... I fuck with y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas gotta come through to this podcast. I'm all smoked out right now.
Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna front. I was on some professional shit, but I really smacked, my nigga.
Niggas,
I've been smoking since like fucking 6, bro.
Niggas got
their
munchies.
Hell yeah, I'm ready for the storm. I got my munchies. I got my Doritos. I got my Lifesavers. Collisions.
Hell
you
yeah.
Gotta get the collisions. If you don't got collisions in your crib, you fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if you don't got munchies in your crib, period, you fucked up, man.
Yeah, man. Make sure you get all the frozen food. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better cook. Y'all better cook a good ass meal. You know what I mean? Spin on some shit like, what's up, little bitch? I know, what's up? Oh man,
oh, Bez
about to rap again.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, don't make me do it, bro. I do it to them niggas, bro. Yo, D's, hold me back, bro.
Yo,
hold me back, bro. Yo, I'm chilling in the crib, looking for a bitch. Looking, she sucking my dick. The bitch is so nasty. I'm like, you little bitch, you ain't walking past me. I'm cute best, bitch. I drink best, bitch. I got Brennan Hennessy, and you know what I need. I need that head right on her knees. Put my dick on her fucking lips, and she gonna suck it off the tip. And she dressed as a nasty ass bitch. And I'm walking down the street, and I see that bitch. Pow, pow, I don't like you, bitch. Get out my shit. You ain't fucking with the boppers. You ain't fucking with you best. You fucking with the DFNS, with the click. We looking like 09 and 06, the G unit. Niggas wanna come through, yeah. I come through in it, viewing it. Niggas wanna view in it, and I'm coming through in it. Dizzy coming with the Atlas, and I come through, and I got a bad bitch, and she sucking mad dick, and she sucking mad dick. Why she sucking mad dick? I don't know why she sucking mad dick.
Why she jogging DZ? Cause she know I do this shit as easy. Fuck around, slap a bitch, I'm breezy. Easy, breezy. Fuck a girl, fuck around, fuck a couple girl. Well,
Snowden freestyle, nigga.
Like a motherfucker Earl. I fuck around, drink the Henny till I Earl. Fuck around, hand up with Earl. Fuck around, I rock the world. I fuck around and go and make a twirl. I'm mad at half the shit, I'm like LaFrell, never swirl, cause I get out, word out the Jordan pill, Jordan and pill, matter of fact, I'm gonna never wanna swell, never swell on my niggas, I do it for my niggas, niggas know how I do it for my niggas, pulling triggers, and you know I'm on my teach, matter of fact, you know I'm on the shit, they yelling preach, and you know DDF on the beat, he obsolete, wait, matter of fact, the fuck that dog, you niggas weak, matter of fact, free my nigga 18, real shit, niggas know what I mean. You niggas out here feeding for real shit. Niggas know, come you know, these bitches couldn't even come between. And we do it like this, we do it like that, Yo, man. Bitches out here think they nice and cool, son, until I fucking bust they ass, yo.
Nah, free 118, though.
Yo, free my nigga 118, man. R.P. Cali Router, man. Yo, that shit wild, my nigga. Really free that guy, yo.
Free my nigga 182.
That's the geyser.
That's my brother, like. Ain't nobody talking about that about my son. My
OD.
Gonna be good, man.
Niggas ain't saying nothing.
Niggas ain't saying nothing. Love you, bro.
Yo, I love yo, bro, man. I fucking love you, my nigga.
Love you, 118.
I wish you had my number, nigga, so you could fucking call me.
Next time he calls, we gonna get him on the podcast.
Yo, dead ass, B. Put that nigga on the fucking interlude.
Yeah, we gonna get him.
You put it out, man. You put it out, make sure you put it out some shit. Fucking
shit. Yeah, man. Shit, wild.
Shit, yuck.
Shit, good dude.
Yeah, Yo, shout out to all the women out there. Like, shout out to Jasmine McKenzie. She's actually, you know,
beautiful black woman.
Yes, she is beautiful. She's also my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? She's actually doing the face painting. It's actually awesome. I shared it on Facebook.
Word.
Know what I mean? And shout out to Shin. I mean, she's all haired up, dipped down with the hairstyles. It's looking dope as well. Go check that out. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get your hair done, go hit these people up. I'm saying, hit them up.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Pass the message on. You know, spread the word with this podcast. You dig? This is what the podcast is for. It's like the news. I'm saying, just like how you tune into the Breakfast Club, this is your afternoon breakfast. You know what I'm saying?
Beats, rhymes, and vibes, bitch.
You know what I mean? Tune in every Tuesday. Dropping shit.
Yeah, man.
Every Tuesday. You know what I mean? If you got some ideas, email us. What's the email, D?
At beatsrhymesvibes@gmail.com.
You want to pull up, you can pull up with us. Smoke one with us. Drink with us. Eat with us. You know what I'm saying? Spit a freestyle. Come through.
Words. You know what I mean? Holla at your wallets, man. We out here.
I'm Q Bevs.
It's your man, D. Got Finesse, the original vibe god.
Follow us on social media.
At BRV Podcast on Twitter. Follow me at DD Finesto on Twitter. Do it for the Boppers on IG. FNSDs on Snapchat.
I said Q_TNA, that's the Instagram. Q_TNA, that's the Twitter. Q_TNA, wake up. Hold up, it's TNA_Q is my Snapchat.
Bitch!
Bringing neck back, and I'm 3D in hoes, and I'm arcane on mothers.
And if you don't subscribe, we gon' RKO your mother.
Slam it through the 3D table.
Choke slam your brother.
3D table.
We do it like no other.
3D table. 3D table. 3D table.
Mama, right through the table.
3D table. 3D table. Fuck your mama. 3D tigger, 3 fuck your mama, fuck your mama. I'm coming through and I'm swinging on my dingling, swinging on my dingling.